With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. The Roman Catholic Diocese of Helena has posted on its website the names of former priests and other employees who were accused of sexually abusing children. The list, posted yesterday, is one of the conditions of settling lawsuits filed by hundreds of people who said they were abused by priests, nuns, and others dating back to the 1940s. The Independent Record reports the list is to remain on the website for 10 years, being updated as necessary. Attorney Brian Smith of Tamaki Law said posting the list is an indication the diocese is atoning for what happened. Most of those named have died. The former Butte Central High School music teacher and band director has denied charges that he provided alcohol to students during a state basketball tournament in Hamilton and sexually assaulted a 16-year-old girl. Scott York denied 5 felony charges and a dozen misdemeanors relating to abuse or endangerment of children. Charging documents allege York provided alcohol to students on 2 nights in early March and sexually assaulted 1 girl when he was left alone with her. York resigned from Butte Central on March 10th. District Judge James Haynes allowed the 26-year-old to leave the state to live with his parents in Oregon after he posted a $100,000 bond. The University of Montana hopes to reduce the piles of unwanted furniture that students leave at the end of the school year. The Missoulian reports that the university will collect the used furniture and sell it to others next month and at the start of the new school year. Proceeds from the sale will go towards campus sustainability projects. The head of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, Norman Bay, says the future of U.S. energy production is bright, with oil and natural gas production growing while domestic demand for petroleum slows. Bay spoke in Missoula yesterday at the Asia-Pacific Energy Summit. He said the nation will soon be a net exporter of energy. Growth in U.S. electrical consumption has also slowed to 1% a year, and coal is playing a smaller role in the nation's energy market. Renewable energy now accounts for 7%, the same as hydropower. Nuclear power remains at 19%. The 2-day conference brings energy experts and political leaders from 5 nations together to look at market trends and global energy needs. U.S. senators from 6 states want the government to charge companies a fee to ship oil and other flammable liquids in older railroad tank cars, like those involved in numerous fiery explosions. Senator Ron Wyden told the Associated Press today that the fee would be paired with tax breaks for upgrading tank cars. The Oregon Democrat says the proposal offers a market-based incentive for companies to improve safety. It's also backed by senators from California, New York, Ohio, Virginia, and Pennsylvania. The fee starts at $175 and increases to $1,400 per car by 2018. It would raise an estimated $600 million to train first responders, clean up spills, and relocate rail tracks around populated areas. Federal officials tomorrow will release new rules calling for up to 155,000 flammable liquid tank cars to be retrofitted or replaced. The State Board of Pardons and Parole has denied parole for a 68-year-old West Yellowstone man who killed a former sheriff's deputy in 1990. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports the board today unanimously denied parole for Larry Moore, who was the first person in Montana to be convicted of deliberate homicide based on DNA evidence. Moore led investigators to Brad Brisbane's body. Governor Steve Bullock has vetoed more bills from this year's Republican-controlled legislature than he had at this point after the 2013 session. The Democrat had shot down 34 bills by the end of the day yesterday. He still has at least 150 more bills to consider. All but 2 of the vetoes were issued on bills sponsored by Republicans. Bullock has issued a second denial to some proposals he also vetoed in 2013, including bills to deregulate guns in various ways and cut income taxes. Lawmakers passed 3 anti-abortion measures this year, a subject that did not survive the 2013 legislature. Bullock has vetoed 2 of the Republican measures and is expected to reject the 3rd. The Montana Republican Party has filed a complaint against the Montana League of Rural Voters and a Democratic state lawmaker, alleging they violated campaign practice laws. Democratic Representative Margie McDonald of Billings is specifically named in the complaint, and Republicans want her unseated. McDonald tells the AP there was no illegal coordination between the league and herself during her 2014 campaign. A Polson man has pleaded guilty to mitigated deliberate homicide for hitting his father-in-law in the head with a claw hammer, apparently mistaking the victim for someone who owed him money. KERRAM of Polson reports 36-year-old Desmond Allen McKay entered his plea today in district court in Polson. The agreement calls for a 40-year prison term when McKay is sentenced late next month. Prosecutors say they offered the plea agreement because McKay was suffering emotional distress and had been recently assaulted by his brother-in-law. The Montana Republican Party claims a nonprofit group from Billings broke election laws during the 2014 campaign season. Steve Jess reports.
The complaint filed with the Commissioner of Political Practices charges that the Montana League of Rural Voters used dark money to influence the 2014 election. State Republican Director Chris Shipp.
They did not fully disclose their donors at the proper time, and they did not properly report expenditures, and that they were also illegally coordinating activities with certain Democrat candidates.
The League of Rural Voters is not a political action committee, but as a 501c4 nonprofit, it follows similar regulations. The League's board chair, Richard Parks, says the charges won't stick.
We are very aware of what those campaign laws are, and conduct our business in such a way as to be clearly not in violation of them.
The GOP complaint says Democratic State Senator Margie McDonald worked in the same office building that houses the group, and her boss was the League's senior advisor. McDonald, who declined to comment, could be removed from office if found guilty of coordinating with the group. The party also says Montanans deserve to know whether the state's political watchdog, Jonathan Modell, will prosecute a Democrat just as he has several Republicans. Modell, who was confirmed in his post on a bipartisan Senate vote last week, says he probably will investigate the matter. I'm Steve Jess.
The governor has announced that actor Jeff Bridges and a national nonprofit have contributed an additional $40,000 to the Montana No Kid Hungry campaign. Bridges and Share Our Strength each gave $20,000, which Governor Steve Bullock says will be used to bolster efforts to expand school breakfast options and support other efforts to combat child hunger. Bridges is the spokesman for Share Our Strength and has toured Montana with the governor to highlight some of the ways the state's working to address childhood hunger. In the past year, the Montana No Kid Hungry campaign has awarded more than $100,000 to schools to start new breakfast programs or expand existing ones. Estimates show that through those and other efforts, over 41,000 additional Montana kids start school each day with a healthy breakfast. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.